You're tuned into Kitchen Counter. You're here with Poomps and Madge. And I have a question for you. Have you ever had a day where it kind of just seems like maybe all the people who are most unstable in the world somehow find you and then kind of redirect what's going on? It was one of those days. We'd love to hear about your experiences with this. You could leave us a message at kitchencounter@mail.com, or there's even a place here on Anchor that you could just leave us a voice message and you can tell us about your story. We'd love to feature it and share it if you're willing to. But let's tell you about this one.
Okay. So this evening, we had ordered Chinese. We were porch sitting. Oh yeah, we had some sushi. But down yonder across the park, I see what I think is my uncle, and it is. And it's cool. He scares the dog when he gets to the property line. But he says not to worry. He's got a treat for the dog. And we're like, cool, weird, all right.
He says he has hot dogs.
And he tells us a story about the French meaning of mirage, I think. Anyway, it had to do with lasers, like everything has to do with. Then he proceeded to tell us that he had like a hot dog. And we kept waiting. And he pulled out a bag, like a deli bag, or one of those, almost like the bags you put like your vegetables in.
A little bit thicker, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had gloves on. It's important.
And it's full of like a dozen. But they are just like cotton black.
Yeah, yeah, like those stretchy stretchers.
Like what you use if you're doing gardening, but not.
Yeah, it's just like the one size fits all you get at the convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he's got like a dozen raw brats.
A dozen raw brats.
Yeah, yeah, brats. Yeah, like a dozen raw brats, bro. Anyway, we don't know what the mustard situation was ultimately. Dog still wasn't impressed at all, ever. So, dog went in.
No, he said he had a thawing situation.
Oh, he did.
And then he mentioned.
So, those were his freezer brats, maybe? And he decided to bring them over.
Maybe. But here's the deal. I go inside the house at one point because I can see he's struggling with a knotted plastic bag. And I know that this juice and stuff is going to get everywhere. And so I think the best thing to do is to grab a Ziploc bag that is big enough to accommodate his brats in a way where, you know, like they're not going to spill in his bag because, I don't know, it seemed like they were tight and he was going to open up just like in the middle of the sidewalk. And when I brought the bag back outside, I thought I was doing a nice gesture, but whatever way it tripped his trigger was something that I was just going to take kind of jokingly. But Devin, like, I've never met this man before in my life.
Just say what he said.
He said that I could take my bag and shove it. And I, like, whatever. In my opinion, I was like, oh yeah, okay, I can totally take my bag. Like, I'm not gonna fight over this. And I think, okay, because this bag is actually a reused but clean bag. I don't know. Anyway, maybe, I don't know. I thought I was trying to do something nice, and then that wasn't a joke, but Devin picked up on it not being a joke, that it was a trigger point in this person's psychology, and he was like, you need to go in the house right now. And I was like, okay. Because I've kind of avoided having interactions with this person just based off what I've heard, because I think that I am a trigger as a human. So that's my own personal problem. But this whole thing, right?
It got weird. And he just, I told him he had to leave because he was standing in the front yard screaming like a fool. We have neighbors. It's a park. He's yelling at people. people walking by, and I was like, I don't want to call the cops, Felix. Just, I'm asking you politely, please leave. And then I got even madder and said he had to leave. And I went inside. He continued to just yell. And finally I went out and asked again. And we agreed about something regarding the property. I'm not sure actually what I agreed to. But then he went across the street to the park and apparently tripped all his bratwurst. I don't know. It seems like it was good intentions and something just snapped, but it was not awesome.
Can you imagine if he's one of the people who pulls the things that we leave in the pantry out? Because he's so mobile all the time and it's so close to where he lives. I mean, I have a lot of psycho kind of theories on this, or psyche theories, whatever. That's not what Kitchen Counter is about. But it was definitely a day where...
This didn't happen to just us, is the thing. This is our little specific story. And, it happened to at least one person we know down the street. Like, just down the street.
In a different way.
But same sort of person.
Cycles, circles, people.
Yeah. Anyway.
Connections.
None of it was awesome. It wasn't funny at all.
Mm-mm. No, and that, yeah, we can't laugh about it at all.
Well, we can, but...
Well, we can.
They're more just mean, or maybe...
We can laugh at ourselves in the fact that probably if we would have handled things differently, maybe outcomes would have been differently. But, like, where do we, you know, kind of tap in to how to dance with that? And do you want to?
Once it goes so far, I just don't see a return.
Well, and here's the thing we were talking about earlier as well, is that if... this is happening within our circles this intensely on one day, and we live in a town of this many people. How many people is this happening to on a daily basis over and over and over again, and reaching thresholds of what they can deal with, feeling threatened by people who aren't stable in their own mind and beingness? Just, there's a lot of stuff to take into account here, and I don't think that we should discount talking about this on our channel, because this is kind of as much weird as we have happen in our own personal ways. We are choosing to watch the world and be a part of it in our own ways.
We go and sit out front. That's just,
and we have our connections. Yeah, and we have our connections also to the world and ourselves. And we see what happens, and I think it's not terrible to comment on it and still have a good time and make the most of what we have. But today saddened me to a certain degree, I think.
Oh, it was brutal. Nobody wants to see that, and especially when you can't do anything, because you can't even give him a bath.
You can't do anything. That is the saddest part, and that's, I think, if so many people are dealing with people that they feel like they've reached the end with, they can't do anything with, like, what do we do as a acknowledging that? Like, is this why people are into, like, euthanizing people and creating genocide? No, I'm serious. Like, is this the reason they do that?
Just because it's easier.
They reach their ends. Everybody reaches their ends, and they would rather eliminate than deal with, accommodate, or help.
Sure, I guess they see it much broader than that, because it's also a self thing and not just a world thing. Like, what's the easiest situation at some points? It's like, you know, water's going to take the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. At some points, I guess, depending on your outlook of self in the world, it is easier just to take out a whole race or type of people or everybody below a certain IQ or with the wrong color.
Because they all seem problematic, right? Like, that's what the idea of
that
is. So
then you just take care of that.
Well, like today, we watched those videos of those two native dudes giving perspective of natives through memes and their popular circulated culture, and I fucking laughed my ass off, number one. Number two, I was like, there are so many relatable things, but it's so weird that, like, I had to go watch a bunch of throat singing videos about Tunovian and Mongolian people to get to hearing comedy of natives who probably live two states away.
Yeah, it was good stuff. Anyway.
Relation.
I need to go and change the laundry.
That's really responsible of you.
Mm-hmm. So, don't judge people too hard when they yell in your front yard, because hopefully it's not you someday.
True, true that.